Well, hello there, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm loving you guys. Listen, if you've ever seen me in any of my tops and my beautiful blouses, any of my pants, outfits, whatever, you need to go check out the Chic Shack right there on 1230 H Street, Northeast DC. You can find them online at www.thechicshack.com. And on Instagram at the Chic Shack, Facebook as well, the Chic Shack. My girl Domencia will hook you up with styles, vintage styles, and even current fashion tips, and she will style you from head to toe. I mean, they have everything from sunglasses to blouses to skirts to jumpers and everything. They got jewelry. They have it all. Go check out the Chic Shack, and my girl Domencia will hook you up. All right, we just had to get that on the way because I just love that store so much. Listen, today's weather, you have to excuse me, guys. I got a little cold. My son gave me the heebie-jeebies and he's feeling fine and I'm feeling, you can hear how I'm feeling. But anyway, I feel good that I'm with you guys today. Thank you so much for helping us continue to climb with the numbers and helping this show be one of the number one internet radio shows around the world. I just want you to continue to tell your friends and tell everybody I appreciate you so much. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All the team members, Gina G, myself, we all love you so much. Today in DC, it is going to be a high of 75 degrees. We are rainy today. We got a lot of rain going on. 75 is our high. Detroit, Michigan, you are partly cloudy and you are 64 degrees and your high is going to be 75 and mostly sunny. You guys are doing way better than us in the D-Town, my hometown, Richmond, Virginia. You are cloudy at 78 degrees and you are going to go up to 82 degrees and you got some scattered storms coming. I want to say a shout out to my man, Kevin Jackson. Just get well soon. Our prayers are still lifted up for you. You are in sunny Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Jacksonville. I love you guys so much. Your high is going to be 83 degrees and you got some thunderstorms coming as well. London, you know I got love for you. Your high is right now 56 degrees and you are cloudy. Atlanta, you got rain today, 70 degrees, and your high is going to be 76. If I didn't say your city and your state, you know I love you. I know that your day is going well. Why? Because God is all up in your business. That's why. So I know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it because he is good all the time. All right, you guys, listen, I want to talk a little bit briefly. You know, I want to say a prayer first, and then I want to go right into my ministerial minute. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every listener. I thank you for the guests. I thank you for my co-host, Gina G. I thank you for my co-host, Minister Gant. I thank you so much to all of every person that is coming on the show, is bringing their creativity that you have blessed them with. Lord God, their talents, Father, I thank you that the listeners will receive encouragement. Lord God, that they will receive elevation and impartation, Father. Father God, that they will be motivated, Lord God, to seek you, Lord God, for what your will and their design purpose is on this earth. I thank you, Lord God, that no rock will be unturned, Lord God, that they will feel your love and that they will feel your joy and they will receive peace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. Well, listen, my ministerial minute is straight shooting straight to the point. And I'm going to put a video up, too, because it's just really on my heart. You know, it's on my mind and it's on my heart. So it's going to be on social media, too, because I'm going to give a longer version than I am for this one here. But listen, you guys, I mean, we got to do better. I, you know, especially in ministry, especially with the, you know, women among women. I don't know who told anybody, but those days of Paula White and Jackie McCullough and Juanita Bynum, they about over. All of them fell short and all of us fall short, but God is doing something unique and something different. I don't believe that it's going to be a one man show right now. And I think that we need to come out of just thinking that it's all about us and how famous we want to be, how popular we want to be, how successful we want to be in our own arena in our own right. I feel like we have gotten away from the gospel. I feel like we have gotten selfish. I feel like we've gotten away from praying for each other, motivating each other, seeing each other through and networking together, meaning coming together to build the kingdom of God. It's not one man on this earth, because nobody is Jesus, that's going to be able to turn this world around. Now, Jesus is coming back for a bride, you know, without spot nor wrinkle. And you guys hear me saying that all the time, but I really want you to understand that it's the jealousy and the envy and the selfishness that I believe that we need to stop. We need to break that. We need to cancel that out, because that is the world's way. That is demonic. That is not of God. And I feel like if we come together, we can win more souls. It's not about us being famous. It's not about us getting, you know, our bank accounts getting full. I mean, if we seek God first, if we seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, then all things will be added onto us. You know, it's too many people pulling on people that just don't have it. You know, people want to be famous and they want people to fall in love with them and call their name out. I mean, to tell you, I know for a fact that when God called us into ministry to raise up the body of Christ, to come together to win souls and change lives, I never in all of the years that I've been walking with him have I ever heard him say, "You and you alone." It is a united force. It is a, and I always believe in reciprocity. That's another thing. And I don't know if it's a culture thing, if it's a female thing, but we're not going to get nowhere if we don't help nobody. And I mean, not for selfish reasons where you use somebody and it's usury and you get what you want and you kick people to the curb and you go to the next person. I'm talking about that you're allowing God to bring on divine connections, and you know that it is a purpose for kingdom building, and your mission is to reach as many souls as possible with whomever God chooses for you to partner with. How many people he chooses to partner with, you just have no say. So I hope that this brings some conviction that will bring you to repentance, because I mean this from my soul. This show would not be successful, nor would I have the connections that I do if it was me and myself and I. It is not, ain't nobody just gonna listen to just me, you know, and ain't nobody gonna just, I mean, you know, you have to bring forth, you know, people together. You have to unify people together. You know, I didn't have a bunch of social media followers and all of that. But what happened was when I started this show, I started getting people that had their followers, and we started working and linking up together, and we made the show, and the show has become very successful, and it's even gone into a podcast that actually has 4 million listeners. So I'm telling you that it just doesn't stop with one thing. If you just open yourself up, humble yourself, and turn from that, because it's not about you being famous. The kingdom is not about your fame and you still in God's glory. Now, that's all I got to say on that. I hope this blessed somebody, but it's just in my heart. I truly believe in reciprocity. You can't get nowhere without helping somebody or linking up with somebody. And a lot of businesses would not fail if they did that. Why is there 20 churches on one block? I mean, I don't understand it. And most of the time they have revivals at the same time. Why y'all can't have a revival on the block together? I don't understand that. I don't understand how you can have 3-5 salons on one strip and y'all don't have a community. And I'm not saying that this has not been done, but it would be nice to see this done more often, that the barbers and the salons would come together and donate and return back to that community, to people that can't afford to come in to that salon to get their hair done. Maybe you could do a community service that would be, you know, giving back. You know, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And that's just where I'm at with that. So y'all be blessed with that. We're going to go, now that we done got that seriousness out the way, now we can laugh, because my girl co-host Gina G. Gina G, what's going on? What you think about that, girl?
I think it is so true. Oh, my gosh. When you said the salon, get together and do something for free, I was like, yes. I'll take a free hairdo, please. But I just think you are so right. It's not just you. You know, a lot of people are really selfish in so many areas in their life. And so it's just it takes a village. You know, it takes a village to raise kids. It takes a village to be successful. You don't do it alone. So, I mean, I was over here like, yes. I was trying not to be so loud.
I mean, because I think about some of the people like, I can't even think of his name right now. But anyway, maybe I'll think about it when y'all go to my social media on Facebook and on Instagram, Dr. Gina R. Prince, Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook. Dr. Gina R. Prince is open to the public. Can be my friend. Unfortunately, I can reach my limit, but you can be my friend on Dr. Gina's radio chat, and you can follow me and see what's going on, what I'm talking about. John Gray. Thank you, Jesus. John yes. Gray, he linked up with Steve from Elevation Church. I mean, first he started off, you know, he could have got his own church, but then he, you know, God blessed him with Joel Osteen, which, you know, and then mm-hmm. he, I mean, but things just, it works better when you're together. That's all I got yep. to say. I mean, you get yep. further together. That's all.
I agree.
You know, Steve I mean, not trying to be the next T.D. Jakes. John Gray is not trying to be the next Joel Osteen. We need to get out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, you know, you want to wear the Christian Louis Vuittons and you want to go preach in the churches that people can't afford, you know, anything.
Your name
want to be famous. It's just not a good place to be. We got to get out of that. The world system is not kingdom, so we got to get back into kingdom. Reverse that. All right. In Jesus' name. Okay. Now, who's your guest? What you got going on? Tell us about it. What's happening?
Well, today, I mean, I'm just so excited about this show, man. I have two great, great, talented comedians that have been in the game for a while and that, I mean, they have this game down pat. We got Coco Brown that's going to be on the show today. We got the real Marvin Dixon that we are going to interview today. I'm really excited. They just inspire me. Both of these two comedians inspire me so much. And I'm just excited to pick their brain and just tell all the listeners, all 500,000 and growing, about these two great comedians, especially Coco Brown. I mean, I'm excited to talk to her. This lady has been in the game for a minute. She is like I ain't gonna call her a triple OG, but she is an OG. And she's just one of the realest, down to earth, I mean, funny, take no mess female comedians.
That's
well,
all how
right. I can wrap her up.
I love it.
That's how I'm gonna wrap her up today. But I'm just so excited. And you know, it's a lot going on today. It's a lot going on, period. But I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that just passed. Hopefully everybody had a great Mother's Day. And yes. that was exciting. You relaxed. You had fun. You ate. You did whatever you wanted to do on Mother's Day. So I'm so excited because I had a good time in the rain. And so I'm excited about today, honey. I don't know what else. I don't know what else you want me to say.
Well, no. I think your guest is ready. I think Coco is ready. Hi, Coco.
How you guys doing?
We are good.
Good.
Yes, she is.
I need to get me some spiritual soul food right now.
All right.
I'm in here. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't praise Vince on Coco Brown. I am so excited
to have
you on the show today.
I didn't know I was calling into a little church, honey. Yes.
It's always okay to have a little bit. You got to have a little bit of church
yes,
in everything you do.
You better have a lot in this business, honey. Shoot.
You hear, Gina? You said you got to have a lot in this business.
I agree with yes. you 100%.
That devil is busy.
He is. Well, Coco Brown, I'm going to let everybody know, all the listeners know, if they don't know, this is the beautiful queen, Coco Brown, from TED 2. You've seen her. You've seen her on Single Moms Club. Tyler Perry, For Better or For Worse, which is, it's my show, 911, Robin in the Hood, all the way from Newport News, born and raised. What's up, Coco Brown?
Woo!
Hey! All right. Thank you for having me. What's up?
Thank you for being on the show. You are just one of the female comedians that I just look up to. Watching you perform is just, it just gives me life. It's like one of them. It's like after you eat a good meal and you unbuckle your pants and you sit back
right.
and you got the toothpick
yeah.
and you almost fall asleep. That's how I feel when I watch you perform. Like, how did you even get started doing this?
You know, real talk, I never thought I'd be doing this. I mean, I thought I'd be somewhere married with a bunch of kids. Going, you know, I never thought of me as I'd be doing this. stand-up comedy acting thing. But it took a friend of mine, Onyx Lithicum, he actually lives there in the D.C. area. It took him to see something in me that I didn't see. And he introduced me to a guy who actually is the manager of Chris Paul and Huggy Lowdown. And he introduced me to him at a barbecue many, many years ago. And he asked me had I ever done stand-up, and I was like, no. And he's like, you're mad funny. You should try it. So I went to his club, tried it, got bit by the bug, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. Ooh. Just like that. See how all them people work just together like to breathe? Just like that?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And with like this game, let me ask you, because I know things have probably changed from when you started. So with this game being so, you know, internet funny and, you know, people coming from the internet to the stage, do you feel it has, like, oversaturated the game? Or do you feel like it's just another part of it?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say oversaturated, but I would say it definitely has watered it down.
Okay.
Stand-up comedy used to be a very high bar. You know, not everybody could do it. What has happened now is that anybody that can have access to a social media account and gain enough followers can now deem themselves a comedian. The school I come from, you know, there was levels to this. You couldn't just call yourself a stand-up comedian. Now you can. So nothing else, you know, I mean, to each his own, and everybody's got to make their money and do what they got to do. But it has taken a little bit of the respect and the levels out of the game. You know, now it's an open game for anyone. It's no longer a special place.
Right.
It's now anybody can join. You know what I mean?
Right.
It used to be a very special club, and now anybody can join.
Man, they need to open up the Illuminati like that. That's how they need to open that up, just so let everybody join and get in on the money. No, I'm
right. I mean, seriously, that's how it is. I mean, if there was a situation where the real stand-up comics were still respected, I don't think it would be an issue. But because you have authentic, real, genuine stand-up comics being told, oh, we don't care how long you've done it. We don't care how funny you are. We don't care how many credits you have. You don't have enough followers. That's, I think, is leaving a bad taste in a lot of the veterans' mouths, is that the tenure is not being respected.
I agree, because I don't have time to just film my whole life. And I feel like those are the people that are getting so much attention, those that are filming, you know, every single second.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a mother, you know, I'm a wife. I mean, I got stuff going on. And you feel bad when you don't get to put something on Instagram or put something on Facebook. And I just be like, why do I feel like I'm not doing enough because I'm not making a video? Do you ever have those type of, you know, feelings? Like, am I doing enough?
Absolutely.
People know I'm here.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've been doing this, it'll be 22 years, you know, next year that I've been doing this. And I've received countless standing ovations, countless sold out shows. And, you know, my fan base is very loyal and I love them dearly. But to be constantly told by the powers that be, Yeah, that's cute and all, but you don't have enough followers. Can you do more videos? Do you want to do sketches? Do you want to do some skits? Do you want to play some ignorant ghetto person and talk about people like dogs on the internet? No, because what I will not do is sell my integrity to anyone.
Right.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
Right.
I'm not your dancing pony. I'm not your dancing pony. I'm not your show monkey. I'm a stand-up comedian. I take
really
seriously from what I do.
And I know for a fact she takes it serious because I've seen her perform. It's probably 7 months pregnant. I see Coco get it in. So when she says she's a stand-up comedian for real, she doing it rain, sleet, or snow. I can tell you that right
real now. Real talk. You know, this is not a game to me. You know, and it's funny because I think what's going to happen with these internet sensations is that their fan base are people who don't know stand-up comedy. And the people who go see them that know stand-up comedy recognize very quickly that's not stand-up comedy. But you also have a new generation of fans coming out that don't have a blueprint, that don't know what stand-up comedy looks like. That's what they think it is. One minute funny piled on top of each other to make 40 minutes of comedy. It's the people who come to stand-up comedian shows come to stand-up comedy. They come to see the authenticity, you know, of it, the genuineness of it, the realness of it. The people who go see the internet sensation are there to get a selfie. Mm-hmm. Big difference.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, my thing is, I think that I love the passion and your firmness with that, because so many people would bow to it, like they would just actually change their whole thing just to fit in. And I think that it says a lot for you that, you know, because you've been in this for a while. It's like, you know, it just like what I was saying earlier. It has to come to a point where you have to respect the art of whatever this is.
Okay,
and yours is in, stand up. And so.
My thing is, you have to conform to some degree. You have to have a social media presence, unless you are the Frankie Beverly of comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, real talk. Unless you're the Frankie Beverly of comedy, and can just keep selling out arenas, and you ain't put an album out in 30 years.
Right, right.
You have to have some kind of, I've seen, anytime Will Smith now is on social media, anytime you're seeing people that do not need social media on social media, it is letting you know the temperature of the industry right now. And you have to have a social media presence.
Right.
How you represent that social media presence is on you. But you have to have one. It's the necessary evil. Do I want somebody in my life 24/7? No. But I have noticed that when I put up videos where I'm venting about something about being a mother or a guy, a bad date I went on or something, the hits are insane. But if I just post a flyer, I might get 100 views.
Right.
People want to be able to touch you, even if it is over Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. And the thing is, you have to give them access. We signed up for this business. Keep it real.
Right.
We signed up. When people, you know, oh, my God, I'm used to sick and taking pictures. No, I'm not, because this is what I signed up for.
Right.
You know,
right.
I know you said people recognize you. No, it's what I signed up for. You have to recognize that. That's when I hear celebrities being nasty to fans. I'm like, boo-boo, you signed up for this. They ain't put no gun in your hand to make you get out here and be in the spotlight. That's on you. Then why are you going to get mad at them for doing what you signed up for?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying? But it's a necessary evil. It's just up to you. Now, you got some people out here just doing whatever they think is hot right now. Let me do a bunch of stupid skits. Let me put on a wig and act like a girl.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third. But then you have other ones who are doing stuff that actually is authentic. It's very authentic to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see their stuff, I'm like, okay, that's them. Like Tammy Roman's Bonnet Chronicles. That's Tammy. Tammy ain't being around Tammy. I know Tammy. You know what I'm saying? You know, but everybody has their own thing. But you just got to find what niche works for you. But you got to have one. You got to have a social media presence. You have to. To be relevant in this business now, you have to have a social media presence. It's a necessary evil.
Coco Brown, you are so right.
You think about it. These managers and these movies and stuff, these people that cast stuff, they're not going to your IMDb. They're going to your Twitter. They're going to your Instagram. That's what determines whether you get the job or not. Not your body of work. Not your talent.
Oh, my God.
They're not looking at your press kit no more. They're going right to social media.
Absolutely. Wow. They want your social media. I have actually seen auditions where it says, do not submit client unless they have a minimum of 50,000 followers or 100,000 followers.
Wow.
I've seen auditions that say that. So, I mean, it's the nature of the beast.
Wow.
Where we used to be in acting classes and honing our skills, you better be on social media and make a stupid video.
It's like, you got to be everything. Oh, my God.
Real talk.
Oh, my God.
That's how you work your craft now. That's how you fine-tune your noodle now, honey. How many videos can you make?
Oh, my gosh. It's so time-consuming.
They don't want your resume. They want your social media account.
That's crazy. Wow. That's crazy. But I agree, you can't compromise yourself and your integrity. So mm-hmm. you gotta, hey, I figure what's meant to be is gonna be. But you said that social yep. media is
the thing is, you just gotta figure out just how much you wanna give of yourself. It's like, for me, you know, my fans like the fact that they feel like Coco Brown will talk to them, and I do. I'll respond to my fans. You know, if they hit me in my DM, if I've got time, I'll respond to them, you know, and I'll make it personal. It won't be just, what up, you know, whatever, because I appreciate my fans. Because mm-hmm. in the midst of all this going on, if it wasn't for my fans, I wouldn't still be selling out shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just hit, what, 60-some thousand followers. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, and you got people out here that every time they post, it's 1.5 million, 2 million people liking your stuff.
I know.
It's like, you just got to find your niche. You know,
yeah.
I realized recently my niche is when I talk about being a mother. That's mm-hmm. my thing. Mm-hmm. Because I have a very interesting take on, you know, parenting. And that's my thing. When I post something about parenting, you know, 60,000 views in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if I post something about a show, I might get 1,000 views in a week.
Mm.
You know, so it's the nature of the beast. You just gotta know how to work it. There is
right.
there's a rhyme and a reason to this social media. When I found out about algorithms, what the hell is an algorithm? But you have to post at a certain time on a certain day to get your best view. Who knew that?
Yes. Yes, you do. I've
seen
that.
But that's the deal. Mm-hmm. But that's the deal.
Wow. Well, you are one funny mama, Coco Brown, and I can't wait to perform
Thank you,
with
baby.
You. We are going to be in Centerville, Georgia, June the 2nd. Y'all make sure y'all come, because you are backed by popular demand. That's what they say, honey. They ready for you, Coco.
Yeah. They've been wanting to get me back for a while, man. I'm glad I'm able to go. My schedule's been nuts. This is my first week off in 13 weeks.
Oh, what?
So
I know you were just in Cleveland.
Yeah,
you were just
in
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have literally been somewhere every weekend since the end of January.
Well, that is awesome,
so,
man. Many, many more blessings.
Home right
to you.
Now is lovely. Thank you.
Many
you
blessings
know,
to you. You are inspiration. I can't wait to work with you
thank
in
you,
June.
Baby.
I'm so excited. You
can't
look good. You be smelling good.
Yeah. you're funny. I'm sorry if I seem like I'm being kind of quiet, honey, but I'm getting my nails done right now.
Well, now I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you let them dry and let you get that gel nail. I really appreciate you coming
yes,
on
ma'am.
Dr. Gina's radio
Thank you,
chat.
Baby.
This
Thank
is
you.
Just, this is
yes,
just wonderful.
I'll see you on June 2nd.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Leave a drop. Make sure you leave a drop and say something. He's going to talk to you. Doug's going to get you and leave a drop so that you can say something real funny
okay,
for
cool.
us. All right.
For
Thank
Dr.
you so
Gina's
radio
chat.
Thank you, baby. Thank you
nice
so much.
Nice meeting you.
God bless.
Nice
right.
meeting you, Coco.
You too.
Bye. Nice meeting you, Coco Brown.
So exciting, right? Oh,
yeah.
That's my girl. She is just the best, man. She has been busy, and that is what I am hoping for, praying for, working towards, just to have a calendar booked up, you know, doing what I love to do. And regardless of all the internet sensation and fame, to still get booked and sell out shows, I mean, come on now. You got to be doing something right. You got to be doing something right.
Well, Marvin is ready. Marvin, how you doing, Marvin?
Hey, once I wake up, everything easy after that.
It's
somebody
so good to
wake up
back
this morning.
On Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Marvin, Miami's finest right here, y'all. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Marvin Dixon, the real Marvin Dixon on Instagram.
How you all doing?
I'm so well. Gina over there sick.
Well, she better
Gina.
Say something.
Right, so we don't send the ambulance.
Hey,
she probably coughing up
I'm
a lung. There she
goes.
You better tell you something, Gina. We just said some people ain't wake up this morning. We want you to wake up tomorrow now.
Marvin, what you got Dixon. Going on, man?
Marvin
What's happening?
Dixon.
Working hard, telling jokes to pay these notes.
I know that's right. Telling jokes
Here
to pay
go.
These notes.
Here we go. Don't be laughing up along. this time with Marvin because he is too funny, man. 25 years in the game. Marvin Dixon, I wonder how you got started, man. How did you get started in doing comedy? Like, what led you to doing comedy?
A friend of my family owns a restaurant, and he used to come in there every day. And I would make the customers laugh, like especially the older ones. I would make them laugh, saying little jokes and stuff. And he said, man, you need to do comedy. I said, man, I ain't doing no comedy. I really didn't know the gist. I loved comedy, but I had never been at that time to a comedy show. I don't know if I did. I went to Eddie Murphy back in the day when I was younger. My mama snuck me in to see Eddie Murphy. And I remember he literally said, you need to do comedy. It took me to a comedy night, which I didn't know we were going. I thought we were just going to hang out. And he signed me up in an amateur contest and didn't let me know.
Wow.
And that's literally how I started. They said the next comic, it was three amateurs before the professional portion of the show started. And he said, the next comic coming to the stage, give it up for Marvin Dixon. I say, somebody got the same name as me. So I'm looking around, and they grabbed me by my arm and threw me on stage. And he said, the reason I did that, you can go off your head instinctively so good that if you had to write something down, you would have never done it or never showed up. And from then, that day on, I just flow. That's how I do I start doing my routine like that. And I could say I'm going to do this routine, but could see the comedian before me and make me alter it, which is a good blessing to have. More so like a freestyle rapper. I can freestyle jokes and go a whole different way depending on what they do. If they do something closer to you, something similar to you, talk about the same subject matter, I can go around that.
I've seen it. So for y'all that have not seen it, make sure you see it whenever he is in your city, your town, your country, because I have seen it. What is one of the funniest things that's happened to you on stage? Has anything ever happened to you where it was like you will never forget what happened to you that performance?
The wildest thing. First of all, I've never been booed. So it wasn't that happening. The wildest thing ever happened, if people remember years ago, when I first did Def Comedy Jam, I had a routine where I used to strip. And that was everybody was knowing me for stripping. I did a Def Jam tour for 2 years, headlined the tour. And couldn't wait for my closing part while I would do the stripping. So I was doing Monique. Matter of fact, Monique had a comedy club in Baltimore. And it was called Monique's House of Comedy. And I was one of the premier acts in Monique's comedy club. So here it is, we're doing a routine, I'm getting ready to do the strip part, and like I was stripped down back then to like a G-string, which a man wasn't wearing, but I was so skinny, that's why I was so funny. But when I snatched my pants down, everything came down, everything. And the audience, I didn't realize it, I'm still dancing in the audience, the women falling over, moving back, the dudes laughing, I'm like, what the hell, I ain't never get this applause. And then next thing you know, I looked down, Monique ran on stage to pull my pants up, and everybody was running wild, but I didn't realize it.
Lord.
I know one thing, I'm glad social media wasn't out then.
I know. That would have went viral.
Hey, what Coco said, you need to get some followers. I would have got some followers.
You show
me? Oh, I would have got some followers. I'm supposed to be on 10 million right now.
Oh my gosh, Mom, I can't believe that. That is like, and most people would be so embarrassed. But as a comedian, you're able to kind of bounce back.
No, I wasn't embarrassed. I did a joke after of it.
Oh my, so you stayed on stage after it was done?
Yeah, I was closing, but instead of saying, thank y'all, good night, my name Marvin Dixon, I got the mic and I said, I ain't Shane. I say, I know who is Shane. And I said, the women with these little, you know, bang bang men, and everybody fell out loud. That's how I ended. That's how literally I ended.
Oh my gosh, Marvin. Oh, I can't believe it. You are like one of the only comedians that's been asked to do the Fantastic Voyage on the Tom Joyner Morning Show every year and is not a part of the Tom Joyner Morning Show. So you gotta be
doing I've done it 12 years. Well, you know what? Everything comes in timing. Everything comes in timing. I always tell people, man, I thank God every day because I stay booked, whereas a lot of brothers aren't booked. You know, and people consider me funny, and then I get a lot of repeat bookings. That's when you know you're funny, when the same people that booked you before brings you back over and over again.
Yeah.
So that means the audience there is requesting you. So I don't trip about blessings that happen to others. Like the other brothers and sisters that's on Tom Joyner Morning Show, that's their blessing at their at this time right now. And I figure mine will come whenever it come. And if not, you know, Tom, another show. But you got to remember, I did radio for 7 years in Miami, so I had my blessing.
Right.
I had a morning show for 7 years. I was on a morning show, part of a morning show. The matter of fact, the number one morning show for 7 years.
Wow.
So, a lot of people haven't done that.
Right.
I've done Def Jam 2 times. A lot of people haven't done that. BET Comedy View 6 times, haven't done that. I won every major comedy competition in the nation. Every major comedy competition in the nation, I won it. So a lot of brothers can't say that. So I tell you, you count your blessings. You can't get every blessing. Just be happy the ones you do get.
I know that's right. Amen.
Well,
that is
good.
Amen. Wow, Marvin. You got a question for him, Gina?
No, I just want everybody to know where they can follow you on social media, get contacted. What's your next show?
You can follow me at The Real Marvin Dixon on Instagram. The Real Marvin Dixon, and Dixon is spelled D-I-X-O-N. So let you know, you can follow me on Instagram. Facebook is just Marvin Dixon. Twitter, Real Marvin Dixon. Just Real Marvin Dixon on Twitter. And shows I got coming up, I got a heap of them. This weekend I do, which Gina been blessed to do, I got my event that I call the 50 Shades of Comedy down in South Florida. I got that this Saturday in Dania Beach. Next week I'm in Indianapolis on Memorial Weekend. But a mega event I got set up. I'm doing this thing called the Winter Heat, which is being Vegas December the 14th through the 17th, I believe. In Vegas, we're doing this major event. Comedy, and it's a spades tournament. The winner get $1 million.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, the winner get $1 million spades tournament. And we talking about, this is all people from all over the country coming. It's going to be held at Caesar's Palace. And it's called the Winter Heat. It's going to be a great event. And being involved in a casino down in Dania Beach, Florida, which is right outside of Miami, opened the doorway for me to get into this event at another casino. That's why I say, as you do one thing, God make a plan for another.
Wow, you sure got that right. Wow,
that is great.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
So
I appreciate
you being
on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking your time. We enjoyed you. Make sure you stay on the line, man, and do a drop for Dr. Gina's radio chat with Doug. He's going to take that from you, and we gonna keep it rolling if you don't mind.
Hey, I don't mind, and thank y'all for having me.
Thank you, Marvin.
All right, Marvin. It's always a pleasure. You're always welcome to come on, okay?
Oh,
yes,
man.
Indeed.
All right, hon. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with Minister Poet. Estelle Gant is going to be joining us in just 5 seconds. All right, we'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, this is Dominique Caddett, and you're listening to the Dr. Gina Radio Chat.
Pretty close. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, this is Dominique Caddett, and you're listening to the. Hey, this is Dominique Caddett, and you're listening to the Dr. Gina Radio Chat. Dr. Gina. Hey, this is Dominique Caddett, and you're listening to the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Dr. Gina's, not the. Why do I keep saying the? Hey, this is Dominique Caddett, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It's gonna get worse after that.
Oh, my gosh, she's so cute. I love her. All right, Salon Duane accepts insurance, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Kaiser, Cigna, and more. Have you been diagnosed with breast or cervical cancer or any illness that causes hair loss? Do you have thinning hair? They are offering at Salon Duane, they offer low cost to free wigs and hair pieces to those who with severe hair loss through your insurance company. Please call them. If you are fit any of that, you need to call Duane at Salon Duane at 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. Oh my God, this cold is just I can't breathe.
It's getting you.
Oh my God, I can't breathe. What a great, I'm so glad that you, y'all, the comedians took over the show today because I am no good today. We got Estelle, Gant, poet, minister. Hi, Estelle.
Dr. Gina, how are you? Hey, Gina G.
Hey, Estelle.
How are my family?
We are good, girl. What you got for us today? How was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was wonderful.
That's so wonderful.
No complaint.
That is so good.
I got roses and chocolate muffins.
All right, for the chocolate muffins. All right, well, girl, what you got for us today?
I want to encourage the mothers on today, as a matter of fact. Okay. And with this poem I wrote, is called The Authentic Version of Me. So I'm just encouraging women to just be strong women and be who God purposed you to be. And it goes, I am wonderfully and fearfully made. I carry the truth of life on my shoulder blades like boulders. I'm the number one record holder for comebacks. Check the stats. I am controversial. Some casual observers might say, others have even labeled me as peculiar or cray-cray. But they only see where I am without considering where I've been. Unapologetically, I stand out because I don't fit in. I am like the smoke that immediately follows the echo of a pulled trigger. I am the supermodel strutting the catwalk size full figure. I am the anthem that strong women dance to. I am the volume in your microphone that gives the voiceless a chance to speak. I am the poster child of survival for the weak. I am the table of contents that summarizes the context. I am the woman behind the glass with a long line that hollers next. I am the Hemi engine that zooms, zoom, zoom. I am the floral scent of 100 different perfumes. I am a movement that not only causes social improvement, but calls out racial injustice and political punditry. I am the footsteps you hear as I walk in abundancy. I'm anonymous yet present. I am the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I am faith. I am me. I am the pause in the applause when the other team suddenly scores. I am the melanin that seeps from your pores. I am the woman who rules with a iron fist. I am the Joneses on the top of the A-list. I am me.
Wow.
No.
That was good.
You know they're coming. You know they're coming.
Yeah, that was good. I love it. Oh, Estelle, tell everybody where they can reach you, girl.
You can find me at Estelle Monroe Gantz on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter at four Rio Gantt. That's GANTT.
Well, all right. Yes. You had a follower. You know, you can book her for ministry and poetry and all of that. She is amazing. All right, Estelle, thank you so much for taking time out to bless us with your beautiful poetry, your gift, your talent, that anointing. We appreciate the God of you, girl.
Well, God bless you all, and you have a good day, family.
All right, thank you.
You do the same, Estelle.
All right, Gina G. All right, Dr. Gina.
All right.
Much love.
All right, now, bye until next time. I love her work so good.
I love it. Oh, my God. I look forward to when she's on the show. She does always inspire. She always touches me in some way. I'm just like, girl, you better go on with them words.
Well, today was pretty serious. What do you have? I mean, Marvin broke it up and got some funny in, and I really enjoyed the sincerity and the truth behind, you know, the business, you know, of the comedy, because that was eye-opening for me. It even gave me some, social media ideas as well. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially with that interaction. You know, I do notice that my videos do pick up a lot more. You know, and they like them. They like video, you know, I don't know.
But she touched bases on it because, you know, she really broke it down and let us know that you don't have to compromise yourself, but you're going to have to compromise. You know, you might not have to do what some people are doing to get views, but you're going to have to do something. So that kind of hit me like, well, wow, you know, and she's like, you know, they want you to be personable. They want to be able to see and get to you, which is something I never thought about. I always just like, you know, you don't want to be, I don't want to be in my business. They don't need to be knowing what I'm doing. But I mean, this day and age, everybody wants to be able to feel like they know you and get in touch with you. And so it's.
But you do pretty well with that. You do pretty well with that with your interaction with your fan base. You know, your followers. You do that with Jimmy and Ty. You do that with your family.
No, not as much as I think I could. But a lot of things, you know, I'm just one of those people. To me, I grew up with people not being able to spend the night. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up with what goes on in this house stays in this house. So, you know, I grew up that way, so I'm not, you know, that open. That's why I don't talk about those certain things, you know, on stage, you know, yet. It will come a time where I'll grow, but, you know, talking about relations and my bedroom with my husband, those are the things that I'm just like, that's not for everybody to know. You know, it's just, that's in my house. So I think now, you know, I might not have to show them everything, but I might have to give them a little taste of my, because my life is crazy now. You hear it. Because we talk, but out of that stuff, I don't share with everybody. But you know, hey, I mean, it's part of the business. Coco, let us know, honey. That is part of the business, and that's what people want. But she was true when she said that, you know, stand-up comedy used to just be something that everybody couldn't get into. It was like a thing that everybody couldn't do. So it was like a secret, you know, not a secret, but it was like a real tight-knit community or society. And it's crazy that she just opened my mind to saying, wow, now it's like anybody can feel like they're a comedian. And that's so true. So it's tough, but hey, it's the game. Like she said, it's the game.
Oh, wow.
Lord.
Anyway, Maggie, that you know is Maggie something. It was a great show. That's
it
for
was,
sure.
But you must
have
been hearing me.
Do you have any Trinity or what she say today?
Well, I'm girl, Meghan and Harry is getting married tomorrow, I think. I think it's tomorrow. I think the royal wedding is tomorrow. Or is this week?
Yeah.
And, you know, her dad is unable to come. The doctor said that he is unable to fly, so he will not be there to walk
her
down
the
aisle.
The doctor? Yeah, I thought it was because he acted a fool.
No, so look, it's between him acting a fool and being sick.
He set up some doggone paparazzi, and he didn't want to be, after he got found out, he didn't want to be an embarrassment.
That's one of them. It's so many rumors around this wedding, and it's going to be because of who she is and where she's come from, you know, and her background, and then, of course, her not being in the royal anything and her being American. So it's just, it's going to be a lot surrounding this wedding, but hey, I am excited to see whatever little glimpse they give us inside of the wedding, because I think it's going to be beautiful, and I'm happy for them. Everybody is stomping out on love. Everybody is doing these doggone baby reveal parties, like big old weddings and ceremonies and baby showers. So I'm glad to be able to see a wedding.
Right.
I'm seeing all these glammed out baby showers and people spending thousands of dollars on a reveal. When did we spend money on a that's the what she say. When did we spend money on a reveal party? You went to the doctor and you went home or you called your man and told him what you was having, and that was the baby shower.
Wow.
People spending money just to reveal the baby's gender, Dr. Gina. It is crazy what you see on this internet. Oh, I'm just over it. Let's get married and stay married. If that's what we're going to do. That's where you want to spend your little change on. And some of the best weddings are the cheapest. Some of the people that's been married for 30, 40 years got married in the courthouse. But to see on social media, and these proms, because, you know, graduation is coming to an end. You know, kids are graduating high school and they're graduating college. But did you see some of them prom outfits?
No, I haven't seen.
Woo-wee. Just know it ain't that much dress. Because when I went to prom, it was all about the big poofy bottom and, you know, a little bit off the shoulder. At least that's what I thought. But, child, these girls, now it is short, sheer, and nothing.
Wow. I haven't seen any pictures or anything. No. Wow.
You have to look at it. You going to be like, Emmanuel's going to prom. They going in full sweatsuit. You're not going to let his girlfriend pull up with just some pasties on.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's how they doing it, honey. So we got to watch them. We got to watch our boys.
So true. Well, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back. And we're going to say goodbye to everybody. Time just goes so fast.
It is. It goes so fast. It goes 3 hours sleep.
I know. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Yo, this is your boy Monty G, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Don't forget to go check out a brand new movie, Lost. You can check me out at Monty G, LOJMG on IG. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys, this has been an amazing show. Where can everybody follow you, Gina G?
Everybody can follow me on Instagram at Gina G2Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2. Funny on Facebook, Gina G-T-O-O Funny. And I guess I got to get my Twitter game back up. Coco told me I got to get it back going, so I'll have that next time.
I don't really do Twitter. I try. I don't know how to do it. I post stuff on there, but I don't really know how to, like, interact with people. Like, I don't really know. Right. I think I need to start commenting on people's stuff. I don't know. Okay. I don't know the game, how it works.
Me neither. I don't know how it works. I have no idea.
But yeah,
I'm going to try, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I thought, can't we just like one thing? Like, what's for Instagram is good for all of that. Like,
right. You get Instagram. It all with Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, you slide something over to Facebook, but your thing be Instagram. I don't know. I'm going to try Twitter. Some people are really good with Twitter. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners for making my numbers go up and up. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. You guys have been really doing that, so I appreciate you for that. And just continue to go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook. Help that grow. Continue to tell your friends, your neighbors, everybody about Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, because you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Great show. A lot of informative information. I mean, I got a lot of information. Thank you, Coco Brown, for joining the show. Marvin Dixon, you know, both of y'all are always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio. Great job, Gina G. You did an awesome job with your guests. And thank you for relieving me and giving me a break, because my face is like exploding. Like, I don't know what's happening.
My sister who's listening in California, Sky, she said, well, I just have her drink some green tea. Get a little rest. She'll be fine.
I'm telling you, I do need to lay it down somewhere. I'm telling you. Tell your sister, thank you. Thank you, and I love you. I can't wait to see you, meet you. All right, you guys. Listen, as always, you got to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, next Wednesday, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right here waiting on you. Can't wait to talk to you. One day we are going to see you, but can't wait to talk to you. Till then, you guys, take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live.